David Byrd. Congressional Democrats have subpoenaed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for documents related to the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. We get more from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The subpoena sets an October 4th deadline for the Secretary of State to produce the documents they're seeking. Separately, lawmakers sent a letter notifying Secretary Mike Pompeo. They've scheduled depositions for five State Department officials, including former Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch. She was abruptly removed in May from her post as ambassador to Ukraine, and President Trump referred to her as bad news in his July phone call with the president of Ukraine. But a number of officials tell the Associated Press Yovanovitch was highly respected. She'd been pressing the Ukrainian government to address its corruption problems. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Meanwhile, the White House is confirming a key detail in a whistleblower complaint that alleges President Trump abused the power of his office. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
The complaint says the White House moved to lock down details of the president's July phone call with Ukraine's leader because officials understood the gravity of what had been said. A senior administration official acknowledges the rough transcript was moved to a highly classified system, but just why and when lawyers directed that move remain unclear. Attorneys here at the White House had been made aware of concerns about the president's comments on the call before the whistleblower complained to the intelligence community's inspector general. The president is stepping up his attacks on the whistleblower and whomever provided information used in the complaint. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is warning him against retaliating. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is reportedly considering delisting Chinese companies from American stock exchanges as a way to limit U.S. investment in China. The move would further escalate an ongoing trade war between the world's two largest economies. Delisting the companies is part of a broader administration plan to limit U.S. investment in China, according to a report from Bloomberg News. Administration officials are also exploring how the U.S. could place limits on the Chinese firms that are included in U.S. stock indexes. Meanwhile, speaking at the U.N. General Assembly, China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi said tariffs and trade disputes could plunge the world into recession, and Beijing was committed to resolving them in what he called a calm, rational, and cooperative manner. More than 300 boys and men, some as young as five and many in chains, have been rescued in a raid on a building in northern Nigeria. Ciara Lee of Reuters reports.
Police said the boys were freed in a raid on a building that purported to be an Islamic school. Most of the freed captives seen by a Reuters reporter in the city of Kaduna were children aged between five and late teens. It's thought some had come from neighbouring countries, while local media said others had been left by their parents in what they believed to be an Islamic school or rehabilitation centre. The police added that seven people who said they were teachers at the school had been arrested in Thursday's raid. It was not clear how long the captives had been held there. Police said the children have been moved to a temporary camp while attempts are being made to find their parents.
Ciara Lee of Reuters. A key component of the U.S. economy, consumer spending, continued to rise last month, but just a little. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
American consumers boosted their spending just 0.1% in August. It's the smallest gain in 6 months, despite incomes growing at a solid pace. The Commerce Department says personal income was up 0.4% last month. That boosted the savings rate to 8.1%, a sign that consumers aren't overspending. Consumers are a key driver of the economy as businesses have cut their investment spending and exports have slipped. Last month's modest gain follows several months of healthy increases in consumer spending, with consumer confidence at historically high levels. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A down day on Wall Street Friday, with all three major indices ending trading on a down note, with news of the Trump administration's possible moves to delist Chinese companies sending stock prices lower. The Dow lost 0.26%, the S&P fell by 0.53%, the Nasdaq closed 1.13% lower. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.